The views and opinions expressed on Vic Mads, the podcast, are those of the host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of its management or the other hosts or advertisers. Broadcasting from the Golden Heart of Asia, CDO, the Philippines, this is the coolest podcast around Metro CDO. This is Vic Mads, the podcast.
In the final round, all the ladies are now on equal footing.
That's right, Kevin. We are now back to zero. Let's start with our first candidate. Candidate number 11. Our glow texture choice. What would you like to say to everyone who voted for you?
A big, big thank you to everybody that voted for me. I really didn't expect it, but a big thank you to everyone, especially to my family over there. Thank you.
Congratulations. Indeed, a lot of people love you, and congratulations for your new iPad 3. So are you now ready for your final question?
Yes, I am.
Please pick a question, candidate number 11. So Kevin will be reading your question twice, and after the second time that he has read it, you may give your answer.
Candidate number 11, if you will be the next Miss Cagayan, how will you help rebuild our city? I'll repeat that one more time. Candidate number 11, if you will be the next Miss Cagayan, how will you help rebuild our city?
Thank you. To be crowned as the next Miss Cagayan, I can help rebuild our city through using my influence as a candidate, as a winner, and as a role model, as an empowered young leader. I've always wanted to show everybody that the youth of Cagayan de Oro City are different from other youth members around this country. And as an event organizer and marketing officer, I would like to organize the elite, most talented group of young leaders of our city, organize social events that show the uniqueness of Cagayan history, heritage, art, cuisine, and most of all, our resiliency as citizens of the Philippines. And although last year we have experienced a great tragedy, this year, Fiesta, we will start rebuilding our city together as Cagayanos who are stronger than ever. Thank you.
Very well said, candidate number 11. Thank you very much. You may now relax. Thank you. Indeed, Cagayan de Oro is back on its feet and moving forward. Now we go to our next finalist, candidate number 3, Elaine P. Gan. Elaine, you were our Miss Bello. How do you maintain your beautiful body?
Water therapy.
Water therapy. Ganun lang pala. Kung ganun, galon-galon ng tubig ang iinumin namin ni Kevin. Okay, are you ready for your final question? Here you go.
Candidate number 3, your question is, what is your opinion on the focus of the government on using tourism as a principal means of developing the economy? I'll repeat it one more time. What is your opinion on the focus of the government on using tourism as a principal means of developing the economy?
Carrière d'Europe is a great thing that could show other cities how beautiful our city is, especially in different tourist spots like in Divisoria, our different museums, and also our beautiful people. Thank you very much, candidate number three. Very poised under huge pressure. You know what? It's very hard to be here. It's not easy, especially when you're wearing heels, wearing a lot of makeup, and having to smile despite your nervousness and anxiety. So thank you very much, candidate number three. Now we go to our next finalist, candidate number eight, Emilu Iyamba. Model here in Cagayan de Oro. So how do you think that has helped you being a model? How did that help you in this pageant?
I believe that my modeling skills could help me by giving me a good pose for my gowns, and especially my model friends are here to support me.
Definitely you have a lot of supporters. So Emmy, please take your final question.
Candidate number eight, your question is, do you think that plastic surgery is an option for those less fortunate in the looks department? I'll ask you one more time, Jenny. Do you think that the plastic surgery is an option for those less fortunate in the looks department?
Thank you for the question. I believe that plastic surgery is not an option to be beautiful. What is needed is a good personality of a person, because what is essential is invisible to the naked eye.
Number eight. A very short but concise answer, Kevin. And now let's go to our next finalist, candidate number one, lovely Jane B. Estampa. Lovely, you have a lot of supporters here tonight. Would you like to say something to them for being here and supporting you?
Of course, just a simple thank you. Thank you for all your support, guys. I really never expected to be in the top five. But thanks to you, and also thanks to God.
Well, definitely, you deserve to be in the top five. Please take your final question.
Candidate number one, your question is, what do you think is the greatest quality of Cagayan de Oro? Why do you say so?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that the greatest attitude or characteristic that Cagayanon has is the resiliency of the Filipino spirit. As we all know, we've been through Sendong, but what you see now, you can still see Cagayan de Oro City, people smiling. And that's the very reason why we can still consider our city as a city of golden friendship. After all the joy, you can still see people smiling. And that is, I believe, the resiliency of the Filipinos and, of course, of the Cagayan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, candidate number one, lovely baby Estampa. Smiling despite the difficulties. Now we call on our last candidate, candidate number seven, Leslie T. Gan. Hello, Leslie. Now, for those of you who don't know, Leslie and Elaine, candidate number three, are actually sisters.
So what is it like competing in a pageant against your sister?
It is not a competition between us, but rather a combination, a powerful bond that will bring us to move forward in this pageant as winners, whether we have the title or not.
Thank you very much. Now please pick your final question. We have two questions left. All right, Kevin will read it twice, and then you can give your answer.
Candidate number 7, your question will be, how will you promote Cagayan de Oro City as a premier tourist destination in the light of negative perceptions about Mindanao in the eyes of the international community? How will you promote Cagayan de Oro City as a premier tourist destination in the light of negative perceptions about Mindanao in the eyes of the international community?
Okay. What makes our city a very beautiful city is that we have beautiful people. The people here are very strong. They bring back what was gone, what was taken from them. They move forward from tragedies, from challenges. And Cagayan de Oro, we all have moved forward from Sendong. What more can they ask for? Tourism here has been stronger than ever. So here, from all the tourists coming here in Cagayan de Oro, please come to Cagayan de Oro.
Thank you very much, candidate number 7. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have heard from our top 5. Now it's in the hands of our judges.
To listen to other episodes, download them on VicMads.com and WowCDO.com. Have a great day. Relax and chill.